The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bravo conversation continues. The people on very successful shows are defending the realm, which I don't blame them. They are in a great position right now because they are on successful shows and Bravo really needs them to defend and protect the realm and market how amazing everything is. And I totally understand that. The Vanity Fair article got more clicks for Vanity Fair than any other story that they've had. It has been a huge success for the magazine, despite people, including myself, thinking that there was a lot left on the cutting room floor. Exactly why, I don't know. I think Vanity Fair maybe is just the tip of the iceberg, and it's like the corner of your nail polish that you peel off, and then there's so much more there. Based on the incoming calls that the people who have cases have gotten, meaning many other publications and news outlets are really fishing around. So it's an interesting dynamic because I was sort of a black cloud over BravoCon. And truthfully, I don't really want to be. I've never been to BravoCon. I've been invited to BravoCon many times. I declined many times and they asked for me to have certain items in my wardrobe at BravoCon. I've never really wanted to be there. And I watch BravoCon, and I think it's such a great platform for the people there. I look at Doreen, and she's showing her fashion, and she looks so beautiful. And I look at so many of the women and feel like it's great. But they're sort of, I don't know that they're shining on their own versus as part of this whole machine. Like, they're sort of shining for the whole machine. It's hard for anyone to get their own image or word in edgewise when you're seeing so many different images. So it feels like a competition of fashion where years ago, I remember we had the Bravo A-List Awards and we were all so green and it was a new medium and it didn't feel like such fierce competition. I kind of tune out to the outfits because they're all so outrageous. Many people are wearing underwear and like disco pants and over the top. Like, it's hard to stand out because it's just gotten so competitive. And I can't see the forest from the trees. And it's interesting because I'm watching Bravo try to now be more kind and more aware and rinse away everything that I've been talking about having happened in the past. But then where does that leave them? Because that's basically the foundation of this environment. So now Andy Cohen's on stage and there's a group of beautiful women sitting there, all dressed up. They all tried really hard to look amazing. This is their Super Bowl of fashion. The question was, who has the worst fashion at BravoCon? And that's a perfect example of like leaving the bait there so then they can battle each other. No one's going to be mad at Andy Cohen for asking that question, but women are going to be mad at each other for the battles that start, which perpetuate amazing television. And I know that, like, I keep thinking about the, as a mother, I think differently as a mother, the stuff that women fight about in this universe, you'd have to go to the principal's office if it were your kids. Like, if I heard that someone was making fun of the way that my daughter dressed or what she wore, that would be something that you'd probably talk to the school about. Like, that would be something really mean. And so people talk about other people and the house they live on. One of the questions on the on Watch What Happens Live was like, who has the worst house? Like, that's kind of saying who's the poorest or who seems the poorest. So who has the worst fashion sense? It's just, it's not even clever. It's just mean. And I know I was part of it. I know I was knee deep in it. Like, I was in the thick of it. I can keep repeating that over and over for people who say that I'm biting the hand that feeds me. I'm not biting any hand, really. This is about reality television overall. But I'm just seeing things differently, as a lot of these women are. And as you get older, I think you get a little softer. As you have kids, I think you see things differently. As you have girls that are teens and you see what they go through, you see things a little bit differently. So it's just interesting to see the shift in Bravo trying to be more watered down, but also trying to stay true to what the brand is. Otherwise, they're going to what? What are they going to talk about? They're going to have poetry readings. I do think it could still be really interesting, but it would have to be a complete revamp.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host Vico Ortiz and our abuelita Liliana Montenegro play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as Abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over Abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it. Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Kyle and Mauricio have chosen to go the public route about their breakup. It's highlighted and spotlighted on Kyle's show. Maurice has been talking about it surrounding Dancing with the Stars. I maintain that Maurice doing Dancing with the Stars is nothing short of brilliant. People were speculating that he had a romantic tryst with his partner, which he and she have publicly denounced. So I don't think that's true. But it's a very intense experience. Having done Skating with the Stars, you really fall in love with your partner, just even as a friend. It just becomes the person that you're with every day that you talk to and that you're going through something very unique, very intense, and very arduous. Their relationship has always been front and center. Now it's never been more, because that's the price. That's when you choose to put your relationship front and center, and it will spike ratings and it will guarantee a good show. And this is the life we chose when you're on The Housewives. You know, Kyle's been on The Housewives for 13 years in a row, 13 consecutive years. I could only handle 3 years, and then I had to leave because it just wasn't something that I felt proud doing. And then I left, rinsed it off, and I came back. And that was a really long stint for me, which was 5 years. Someone like Lisa Rinna, who to me feels like a later, newer housewife, I didn't realize she was on Housewives for 8 years in a row. It will definitely change your mind. You cannot stay grounded and really feel like what it's like to feel like a normal person not in the Bravo sphere if you've been on so long. So Kyle's been on for 13 years. So of course she's going to put her relationship front and center. It's like you speak a different language. You live on a different planet. You're just in that world. And everyone has told me that their friendships that they had on the show are definitely different when off the show. That's different if you're someone like Teddy, who wants to be back on the show and still friends with someone, because Teddy still has a podcast about the shows intimately. So she's still sort of on The Housewives without being in The Housewives. She was at BravoCon because she's doing her podcast, but like hanging out with the talent. So Teddy's kind of still on The Housewives without being on The Housewives. But if you really do leave, it's very difficult to maintain a relationship with people who are on the show. It will never be the same level. And relationships that are romantic or married or engaged definitely strain from being on the show. And there's a decision whether you're going to bring it on. But it's called, we chose fame. We chose this career. And unlike the Kardashians, who get to choose what their content is going to be on the show, and they have editing and production rights, you can't compare the Housewives to the Kardashians, because they get to decide what's on and what's off, or they get to change a scene. Housewives have really just made the choice that the fame and the money is worth giving up your relationship and the content around your relationship. And I've done it. It's next to impossible, but it's a choice that you make. There's a price that you pay. And it's affecting Kyle's relationships with Kathy and with Kim. It's just a different road to take. Kim is no longer on. Kathy, I believe, is no longer on by choice. Nikki and Paris have, you know, steered clear from it because Paris has her own show. But again, she controls what's in and out of that show. It's very, very different. So it's a specific machine. I think Kyle and Maurice are doing a good job of keeping it as clean as possible while still being in the machine. And he's on a different machine because he's on a show on Netflix. So he's got a different master that he's speaking to about that content. So it's definitely very complicated. And I saw Garcelle's sons open up on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which she gave to the audience that intimate conversation about parenting to her kids. And you really never know what's coming out of the oven because often in these experiences, the kids who are unpaid and they kind of resent it. Like most of the kids don't want that level of fame that's out of their control, meaning they're supporting actors and their parent or usually mother is the star. So they're like, they're playing supporting roles, but not getting to be a princess or being their own actor or actress. They're supporting roles in whatever the producers and the mother wants to portray, and they're not being paid. And we underestimate how smart kids are, and you see the resentment in them. You can just feel it. Like they really don't want to be there, but they're supporting their parent, and their parent is financially supporting them, so they kind of have to support the parent. You see this often with the spouse or the partner, and you see these scenes that are uncomfortable. So Garcelle was with her sons, and her son felt no hesitation to kind of say that he felt like his mother wasn't being a present parent. And it's kind of like they get this dig in. And I've been there, not really with kids, but with partners, where you ask a question and you think kind of because you're the main character that they're going to just go along, but they want to get their own dig in. It's their way of saying like, fuck you, I don't really want this road that you chose for me. So they always end up saying something slightly embarrassing. You know, it was Avery with Ramona. It's now Garcelle's son with her. You saw it with my ex on my first season of Housewives when he was like, we'll talk about this later. And I wanted him to kind of go on the ride about, you know, just giving me what I wanted in the scene, when he was an unwilling participant in the scene. And we were talking about possibly moving in together. And he was like, we'll talk about this later, which made me look so jilted. And you see it all the time. You saw it with Maurice and Kyle. People are saying that when Maurice and Kyle were in a scene in this recent season, that like they both look like they dread being there. Well, you know, they may not want to be talking about this, or maybe Maurice doesn't want to be talking about this because it's not really his show. And he's not really being paid for this role. And you see that seep out. You see the kids or the spouses or the boyfriend or the girlfriend kind of give a little dig to the parent or the partner because they're not being paid and they have zero driving privileges in this scene. So it's something that really is feeding the realm and the producers. But these kids don't want to be there. And it's just kids really want to please their parents. They want to make their parents happy. She wasn't compensated for it. So it's just like the producers want to have a scene with you and your kids. Also, there was a bit of a faux earnestness at BravoCon. Like, I'm so grateful and I owe such a debt of gratitude to the housewives. Like, it was being laid on very, very thick. And we're just living in joy. This is just Oprah's book club. And we are just joyful. And we've always just been about joy. We're just going to rinse this off now and pretend that it's always been only about joy. And I'm going to give you some beautiful lavender oil to really just talk about your inner healing. And so you can just relax because everything here is just for the talent and production. We're just full of joy. And this is a spiritual journey that we're all on. And it's for the betterment of people. And it's for healing. And it's very touchy-feely. And we just want to love one another here at BravoCon. It's all just about love and joy. And it's never been about hate. And it's never been about overconsumption. And it's never been about anything negative. Bravo is just the Hallmark Channel. And we are just hugging one another and loving each other in a beautiful trust circle with our daisy chains around our ankles. And we're just at Woodstock in a circle of joy.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.